yes, it's concerning again, Catherine, that the figures are rising. When you mention the Buncrana area, it takes in the Buncrana electoral area, not exactly Buncrana town. But yes, we have a spike in figures, and everybody's kind of scratching their head to see where they're coming out of.
What has been the feeling on the ground, you know, like anecdotal evidence as to where these high figures are coming from?
Well, these gatherings put people's health at risk, and you're hearing of parties being here, or that is the main spike that we hear is coming from parties. I don't know if that's true or not, but if it is true, Catherine, but ask people to stop meeting socially for the foreseeable future. As these breaches continue, put everybody's health and indeed their recovery from the COVID pandemic at risk. And I believe that everybody has a responsibility to limit their social interaction, be aware of the risks, and take care and certainly be aware of the people we're in contact with.
Are you concerned that we haven't seen the real true aftermath of potential breaches over St. Patrick's Day and the days that followed, and even last weekend?
There's a possibility that we could have a slight spike, certainly in here and in the whole of Ireland probably, because of St. Patrick's Day. There's St. Patrick's weekend now, as nearly turned out to be, that it has only gone past, just a week, less than a week past now, that I would be worried for the next week that our figures may rise again.
And in reality, we're not going to get out of this lockdown unless people adhere to the regulations.
Certainly not. I know that the Gardaí continue to fine people for gatherings and groups at house parties and social gatherings. And unless we stop having contact with other people, or certainly in larger groups, we're certainly not going to get out of this here. And I would ask people to take responsibility. I do feel sorry for people that have cocooned, has been in lockdown for a year now, and they're doing everything that is physically possible, but yet maybe if they go out to shop and they come in contact with some of these people, that they are getting this COVID, and it's very, very unfair.
And obviously, a lot of people are tired and fed up of this lockdown. As you mentioned, we've been in it now for over a year, and there's so many different things that are counteracting us coming out of this lockdown in terms of vaccines and things like that.
Yeah, I believe that the people that have been adhering to the law over the past year, people are getting tired of being in lockdown. And I believe that there's new variants come along, and the delays in the vaccine are certainly contributing to the spike. And if we get those three things in order, maybe we could get out of this COVID quicker.